We are learning Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Samach Tes Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Hayedeya Shuhu Shabbos. If you know that it is Shabbos, but you don't know that about the Malachas, you did a lot of Malachas, you forgot about the Malachas, you bring a Chatos on every single Malacha. Zok the Gemara on top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Maishno Reisho or Maishno Seifa. Why in the Reisho? When you forget about Shabbos and you know about the Malacha, it's only Mechayev one per Shabbos. Only Mechayev one per Shabbos. Well, why is it not safer? And why is it safer different? With there, the Halacha is that you bring a Chatos for every single carbon, you bring it for every single Malacha. Why is it not Reisha? Why is it not safer? Om Rav Safra. Why if you forget about Shabbos and you do 39 Malachas, you Chayev only one? But if you forget about the malachas and you know about Shabbos, then you have 39 different malachas. Amar Rav Safra, kan midias Shabbos hu pirish, v'kan midias malachu hu pirish. The difference is, kan midias Shabbos hu pirish, kan midias malachu hu pirish. One, the reason why you're stopping after you find out is because it's Shabbos. You found out that it's Shabbos, so it's one, it's like kilo, it's one aveira. Mashenkin by malachas, you're pirish because you found out that these malachas are also bara, teich, and lash, all these things. Therefore, each one's a separate avera. Only Rav Nachman, klum pirish mishabbos el mishum malachas. The only reason if someone tells you it's Shabbos that you stop doing it is because also the malachas. You're not allowed to do malachas either. Now do bara, teich, and klum pirish malachas el mishum Shabbos. And the only reason why you pirish malachas is because of Shabbos. So you see they're both telling each other. Elam Rav Nachman, carbon the chayiv rachmana ma yashkoga. What's a carbon chayiv for? For the Shkoga, Hosam Chad, the Shkoga of Hacha, Tuva Shkogas Havoyin. There, by Shabbos, is one Shogig. The Shogig is, I forgot about Shabbos. Mashenkin by Malacha is, there's 39 different Shkogas. There's 39 different Shkogas, therefore, the Halacha is, you bring a different Chatos for each Shkoga. So basically, Mara's question was that we have two cases in the Mishnah. One case in the Mishnah is that you do not know about Shabbos, but maybe you know all 39 halachas. You should forget that today is Shabbos. What's the halacha? You forget that today is Shabbos and you do 39 different halachas. How many chatos chayiv is one. But if you remember that it's Shabbos, you know it's Shabbos, you had the Shabbos Suda, but 39 halachas you forgot about, you bring 39 different chatos. The Mara's question is, what's the difference? So Mara's first wanted to say is, because whatever I'm pirish because of, that's what makes the chayt. The Mara says, no, I'm pirish because of both things. The reason why I stopped doing it when you remind me is because I know halachas are also, I know Shabbos is also now. So it's because of both things. So the Gemara answers that the chilek is like this, that if you go with the shogig is, the carbon is for the shogig, is for the mistake. So if the mistake is on Shabbos, so it's only one mistake. I forgot it was Shabbos. I bring one carbon. Masha Inkein, if you know it's Shabbos, you forgot about the malachas, so the mistake is the malachas. So that is 39 kabanas. And the Gemara right here, next Gemara will elaborate a little bit about this inyan. So the Gemara right. It says, chayev akom malacha malacha. You are chayev for every single malacha. You are chayiv for every malacha, 39 malachas. You are chayiv for every malacha, echatas. Break the Gemara Kasha. Chilik malachas v'nolan. How do you know that you bring a different carbon for every one of the malachas? So the Ritva here right away asks, what do you mean? What do you need a pasuk for? We know if someone is over and he eats chaylev, dam, and whatever else, he's chayiv echatas for each one. So why? What's the shayla here? He did toichin, bayra, and lash. He did three different malachas. So of course, he chayiv three. And for the Ritva, you would have a Havamina, since it's all included in the same level, Sasakom Malacha, so even though it's different Malachas, maybe it would be under one umbrella and be Chayiv only one Chatas. And therefore, Gemara needs a special pasuk to say that the Malachas are all Chayiv for separate Malachas. That means, we said before, that Shabbos, if you forget Shabbos, you Chayiv one, because you forgot Shabbos. If you got Malachas, you Chayiv per Malacha. But the question is, even if you do a bunch of Malachas, the Gemara's question is, maybe it should all be one Chatas, because it's one Issa, like Sasakom Malacha. So Mordi is the Makar to say that all the Malachas are separate. So Chilik Malachas Menol. Oma Shmuel, Oma Kro, it says in the Pasuk, on Shabbos, some of those Veira of Shabbos, B'mezin, Mechaleho, Moisumas. Hatoi Ribsa, Mises Harbe. The Torah says Moisumas, double Lashem, to Marbe, Mises Harbe, Achil Echad. On one Chilil, on one Veira of the Saskam Malacha, there's a lot of different Mises. And therefore, learning that means karbonis. You bring a few karbonis for one sasik malacha. How is that possible? We do different malachas. Freyti Gemara, hi, mezik siv. This pasuk is talking about mezik. Zok Gemara, mainly in your mezik. We don't need a pasuk for mezik that you get me. Sadach siv, kola oisim malacha yumas. So therefore, it's an extra pasuk that's mechaleh ha'moisumas. Tnu inyan l'shoigeg. It teaches us that a shoigeg is chayiv also for every single malacha. My yumas, what does yumas mean? Yumas ben mamon. He dies a mamon means he has to spend extra money for more kabanas. So the drasha is from mechaleh ha'moisumas, which is extra pasuk, and moisumas says yichayiv for each malacha separately. And the reason why I can't be talking about mezid is because we have another pasuk for mezid. Frank Tosfos, Stamazah, even if you only had this one pasuk, Lechar, you could have learned that shogeg, because what it says Moisumas, double lashon. You can't die twice for the same Avera. You only could die once for Avera. You can't die twice. So Tosfos says, no, if only I had one pasuk, I would say Moisumas as Dibra Taira Kalashim Le'adam. It's sometimes the Torah talks on a double lashon. But now that we have a different pasuk for mezid, this pasuk is extra. So Gizet sign the pasuk by shogeg. And the double lashon teaches us that you bring more than one carbon. And therefore, if someone does 39 malachas, he will bring a carbon each on each malacha. Why? Because the pasuk says mechaleh ha'moisumas, a lashon of a ribuy moisumas. Frating marakasha, v'tepikah chilik malachas mahalcha, mehechad anafka leil ramnasin. Why don't you learn out that there's a separate chatos for each malacha from the ramnasin, where ramnasin learns it from, the Tanya, ramnasin oimer. The pasuk says in the beginning of parashas v'yakel, le'shavaru eish b'chom eish v'seichem v'yemeh shabbos. It's one of the only lavin that's mefurish, which a malacha that's mefurish in the Torah. There's a issa, one of the 39 malachas, issa havaru. And the pasuk says explicitly, le'shavaru eish b'chom eish v'seichem v'yemeh shabbos. My time, aloimar, why does it say it? It already says, l'sasa kom malacha, which includes all the 39 malachas. So why does the Torah have to specify that you should not make an eish, you should not make a fire on Shabbos? It says what is that? The first thing Moshe Rabbeinu said before the Mishkan was Din of Shabbos. It says Eila Hadvarim. And we make a drasha. Dvarim Hadvarim, which is altogether three. Dvarim is two. Hadvarim is Marbe is three. And then it says Eila. Eila is Gematria 36. 36 plus 3 is how much? 39. Dvarim Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim. These are 39 malachas to remez to the 39 malachas that Moshe got taught in Sinai. That's the pasuk of Yaakov. Moshe is called Asmei Yisrael Eila Hadavarim. So Yaakov also kulam behelam echad in chayv alachas. You would think maybe if you do a 39 malachas with one helam, that means like this: that helam echad means that if you do the same avera twice, but you know in between, it's pasuk chayv two chatois. But if you eat chaylev and the same forgetting, you only chayv one. How do you know if you do 39 lachas, all in the same forgetting, you have 39 different chatayis? So, Yaakov has a kum hel makar in chayv alachas, and chayv one. So, first thing, we're attempting to make a drasha from a pasuk in parashat Kisisa. Tam olayma, b'chorish uv'katzer tishbais. That you shouldn't plow, and you shouldn't cut wheat on Shabbos. So, it's mashma, since it specifies these two, each one has its own lav. Each one has its own chatas. But the Brisa says Vaita, Ramnasa says Vaita, Vadaini Yomer, you would say, maybe no, I'm not going to learn out from there. Al Harisha Va Ksira Chayav Shtai, maybe Dafa Harisha and Ksira Yechayav too. And you wouldn't learn out from there because maybe Snake Suvan Ban Kechad Eim Alamdim. Va Kulon Eina Chayav Al Achas, but everything else, all the 37, Yechayav only one. Tam Alem Lo Yisavaro Eish, it specifies Zavaro Eish, Havara Bechlal Haysa, it was Bechlal Lo Yisasako Alacha, Veloma Yotas, Lahakash Le, it went out to be Makish, Veloim Veloch, Ma Havara Shi Av Malacha, Vechayim Lof Neatzmai, just like Havara is Av Malacha, it's one of 39 Malachas, and still the Torah came out to say Yechayim by itself, Av Kol Shu Av Malacha, anything that's Av Malacha, Yav Malacha Lof Neatzmai, any Ovis of the Malachas, 39 Ovis Malachas, will be Chayiv by itself, Echata, just like the Pasuk of Zavaro Eish Pechol Maish Vesechem. That means the Chorus for Kotz, we don't learn out for two reasons. One reason is because of Shnei Ksuvim Ban Kechem Alamdim. Another thing Rashi says is that you don't say this din of Hoysa Bechlal V'yotzes L'Hakashla only if it's a Laisasa. The Chorus for Kotz Tishbeis is a say, if we wouldn't learn out from there. So we're going to say now that those two Pesukim, Chorus for Kotz is something else, teaching us either something to do with the Oimer, or really it's talking about Shemitah, like Rashi says, maybe it's talking about Shemitah. And Lusavaru H B'chol Moshav Seichem is exception that says it clearly in the Torah to teach us. Rav Nosson says to teach us that Yechayiv on every one of the Av Malachas by itself. So the Gemara's kash now is that why does Shmuel have to need a pasuk Mechala Moshumas? Rav Nosson has a very beautiful drasha. Rav Nosson says that really there's 39 Malachas and it says Lusavaru H B'chol Moshav Seichem Afurish teach us that Yechayiv on every Av Malacha by itself. So why does Shmuel have to come onto this drasha of Mechaleh Moisumas? That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Shmuel Sava like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, Dama Havara Lav Yotzes. He holds that Lois of Arayesh B'chomash V'sechem is teaching us something else. It's teaching us that every one of the Av Melachas are, there's a Chiyav, there's a Lav, and a Skila, and a Karbon. Masha Inkein, the din of Havara is special. It's different. It's more kuladik. It only has a Lav. Don't karas or skila on lesvar eish. That's what Shmuel holds. He holds like that shita. Rav Yosi holds lav yatzis. Where do we find that shita? The talent in a brisa. Havara lav yatzis. The Torah specifies havara. Teaches us that's only a lav. It's not chayav karas and skila. Different Rav Yosi. And also the name lechalik yatzis. It came. It comes to teach us the chayav on every single malacha a separate carbon. That's what's teaching us. Like we have before, Rav Nosson. So that's Rav Yosi. That's Rav Nosson holds. Like Rav Nosson said, the chalak, like we have before, Rav Nosson in the Braisa. Rav Yosi holds a lav yotzis. Rav Nosson holds a chalak yotzis. Rashi and Chumash and Parshav Yaakov brings them both to Shitas. So the Gemara, first, let's recap. Shmuel says, Mechaleh, Moishumas, teaches us that every one of 39 lachas chayv is separate chatos. Rav Nosson learns it out from Lisavar Eish Bechol Machor Sechem. What does Shmuel do with that? He learns it's lav yotzis. Fake the Gemara Kasha, I have another place where you can learn out from. Shmuel didn't have to make a drasha, Mechala Amoy Shumas. I have another place where he could learn the drasha. From Rav Yosi. Fake the Gemara, Chalak Malachos, Mehechad, Nafkala Rav Yosi. From the place where Rav Yosi learned it out, the time he learned in a Braisa, Rav Yosi, Eimer, this Pasik is a general psukim by Chatos. Tanya Rav Yosi, Eimer, Va'osa Ma'achas Mehena. It says in the Pasuk that if someone does one of these Averas, he brings a Karma Chatas. And it says, Va'osa me'achas mehena. And the diak is, should have said, Va'osa achas. What's me'achas? And also should have said, didn't need the word hena. The word hena is extra. And mehena is extra. The mem and the hena is extra. So we have me'achas, mem is extra, and mehena, the whole mehena is extra. So the drosh is like this. Pa'amim shechayiv achas akulam. Sometimes you chayiv one Chatas on a bunch of Averas. Sometimes you chayiv a bunch of chatois on the averus. And what's a drasha? Amar Rav Yosi v'Rachanina, my time of Rav Yosi. See, this is how he makes a drasha. Achas me'achas, heina me'heina, and this is, those are the extra words. And this is make a drasha. Achas shuheina. Sometimes there's an achas shuheina. There's one chatas for a lot of isurim. There's one chatas that's a lot of. He's over one chatas. Achashuena means he's one over one Shabbos, and he brings a bunch of chatas. Achashuena means achas. It's one Shabbos, and heina lands up being a lot of chatas. What's the case where he's new as Shabbos but forgot about the malachas? That's achashuena. It's one Shabbos that has a lot of different chatas. And sometimes it's heina shu achas, which means sometimes it's a lot of malachos and you only bring one carbon. When is that? When you know about the malachos and you don't know about the Shabbos. When you know it's a malacha, you forgot today's Shabbos. That's a heina shu achas. Only one carbon. But sometimes it's achas shu heina. It's one forgetting. You forgot all the malachos and you bring a lot of Kabanas. So that's a drasha. So here's a makar to chilik malachas. Achas shuena is a makar that it could be an achas. I forgot about the issa malachas and I bring all the heina, I bring all the kabanas. So that's what we dash in the achas and the heina. Let's read it again. Achas shuena, which means there's one forgetting. I forget about the malachas and I bring a lot of kabanas. And heina shuachas, which means that I did a lot of averis and only one carbon, which means I forgot about Shabbos. Now we're going to dash in Me'achas. Achas is Shimon. You write the name Shimon on Shabbos, it's Ksiva, it's Aser. Me'achas means if I try to write Shimon and only wrote Shame, Shame is Shimon, you are Chayiv for Ksiva. That's what we learn out from Me'achas, from one of the very, one, from one. You didn't do the whole Ksiva. Only did Shame is Shimon is Chayiv. What's your reason for Chayiv? Because Shame, I'm trying to write Shimon, but once I wrote Shame and I stopped, Shame is a name. So therefore, it's a chiyuv ksiva. Are you going to ask me, Shem is an endomem, and Shimon is not an endomem, because he wrote Shin Mem and wasn't an endomem. The Gemara daf Kuf Gimel Beis asked the Kasha, and the Gemara says, maybe it's a Rav Meir, that if you write it in Sefer Torah, it's kosher, like that. Look at the Gemara Kuf Gimel Beis in the middle. That's what Me'achas. What's Me'heina? Heina is obvious Melachos. Me'heina is Toldois. And the Gemara explains again, Achashu Heina, the one Avera that brings a bunch of kabbalah says Zod and Shabbos sugars malachas. You knew about Shabbos and forgot about the malachas, so it's one aveira brings a bunch of kabbalahs, which means because you forgot about all the malachas. Hey, no shuachas sugars Shabbos on malachas. You knew about the malachas, forgot about Shabbos. Then you bring one carbon. So upon him, we have a drasha from Rav Yosi that says that you're chayiv for every single one of 39 malachas. So why does Shmuel have to make a drasha mechala moshimos? And for the Gemara of Shmuel, achas yehena v'hena shiachas le'mashem le. Shmuel doesn't hold of this drasha, achas yehena v'hena shiachas. He doesn't hold of that drasha, and therefore he had to. No, he holds that's not. You only make the drasha. Rashi says you only use the drashas for Shem and Shimon and for Toldos, but to take it so far to chilik malachas, he didn't hold of that. He didn't think that made that there was the chesmen for that, and therefore he paskins that the mechala moshimos was zok taisvus that. Aye, Shmuel is not Karam Nos, not Karab Yesi. He's not like Tutanoim. Shmuel is Amira. Has the argument Tutanoim? Says Zok Toisviz, the Makabala Kimler Shmuel Achi. He had a Kabbalah that this was Drash Mechala Amoysumas. So it comes out as three different Drashas. Mechala Amoysumas. The second Drasha is from Lisaru Eish. And third Drasha is Achas Haina. Now, the Shaila is by Yomtif. If someone does a bunch of different things on Yomtif, he does a few different Averis and Malachas on Yomtif. Let's say in a case we didn't do Tzarech Yomtif, did Lash, Teich, and Bar, a bunch of things that weren't Tzarech Yomtif, or he did Malachas that were Kaidim Lash. Let's say he did a bunch of Malachas on Yomtif. You chayiv every one. So the Rishonim say not. You only chayiv one. Because none of these drushes apply to them. The two drushes are by Shabbos, the first two drushes, and the third drusha, Achas Mehen, is dafik by a chatos. And by a yontif, you don't bring a chatos, it's only a lav. So if by yontif, it's only one lav, there's no carbon there anyway, it's only one lav for everything. It's not a new malchus for everything, it's one big lav, a lesasiko malacha. The shaila is Yom Kippur. That's the shaila. It's big machlaikas, Yom Kippur. It fits into the third drasha, but the first two drashas doesn't fit. It's machlaikas, but Yom Kippur, what's the halacha? Is it chilik malachas, but Yom Kippur not? It means that Yom Tov is no chilik malachas, and Yom Kippur is a shaila.